The Department for Transport says it wants to remove what it calls unnecessary burdens from owners of vehicles of historic interest. It's looking for views from the public on the issue. Fewer than 1 in 10 vehicles built before 1960 failed MOTs in 2009, and their owners don't drive them far. Two-thirds of pre-1960 cars are driven fewer than 500 miles each year. But Stuart Carey, chairman of the Traditional Car Club of Doncaster, says his members think testing should stay in some form. He says there could be complications.
What will insurance companies do? Because if a car is on the road, it's got to have a sort of certificate of roadworthiness. If you haven't got that, then how can you prove that your car is worthy enough for the road and can be insured as such?
The government thinks there are around 162,000 vehicles on British roads which could be affected by the change. It argues removing the MOT requirement would bring Britain into line with European standards. The consultation runs until the 26th of January next year.